USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's official. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic nomination to run for re-election. It lines up a rematch with former President Donald Trump. Trump has clinched the Republican nomination. This, as there are still several primary election votes left to collect and count in several U.S. states. High inflation is lasting longer than anticipated by economists. February's Consumer Price Index, indicating the cost of goods and services, rose by 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from the previous year. It does remain above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News. The Senate's Republican leader urging the GOP-controlled House to vote on a bipartisan foreign aid package before it's too late. USA's John Schaefer.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell is pressing House Speaker Mike Johnson to bring a comprehensive foreign aid package to the floor for a vote.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package earmarked for military assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. However, Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This, as a new $300 million weapons shipment package to Ukraine is being prepped by the White House. However prepared any one nation could be for nuclear war, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims his country certainly is. The comments were part of a campaign message in an interview aired on Russian television early Wednesday. He told the everyday Russians watching at home and those foreigners watching abroad that he does not necessarily see nuclear war on the horizon. This is USA News.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage. Not available in all states.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
More than a dozen Democrats are siding with Republicans on a House resolution that harshly criticizes President Biden and his administration for its policy at the southern border. On Tuesday, 14 Democrats voted with House Republicans to back a resolution that accuses both Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of intentionally violating U.S. immigration law. Last month, House Republicans rejected Biden's bipartisan bill that included border security reform. The embattled head of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas is resigning. Chief Daniel Rodriguez will leave the office in April. The city's not saying why he is stepping down. Rodriguez was on vacation in Phoenix when an armed gunman stormed the town's elementary school, killing 19 students and two teachers back in May 2022. Americans with children may be getting a little more of a tax break when filing this tax season. The child tax credit increased for tax year 2023, and IRS spokesperson Stacey Engel says those who qualify can get up to $2,000 per child.
That's $2,000 per dependent that reduces your tax liability. So it could increase your refund. Now, the child tax credit is not a refundable credit. It reduces the amount of your tax on your return.
Qualifying children include sons and daughters under the age of 17, stepchildren, and eligible foster children as well. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.